This Friday, the troubled McCleary Bridge will be reopened to two of its four lanes while the Department of Transportation figures out how to fix it. The bridge has been closed for more than a month because of structural problems with one of its footings.
And again, that concrete is very loose, chalky. It breaks up real easily.
A scuba diver hired by an engineering firm was able to break off chunks of concrete in the bridge support by tapping it with a common claw hammer. The $9.2 million bridge is only 3 years old.
Looks like pretty shabby work.
Al Post of Wausau occasionally drives across McCleary to shop at Rib Mountain's big box stores.
Every so often, it behooves me to head out to Rib Mountain for something or other, and I've been putting that off, of course, for the last month.
The closure has also been an inconvenience for Carolyn Nash of Wausau.
I have children in preschool near there, and I work near there, and I do a lot of shopping in the Rib Mountain area, and I can certainly appreciate how difficult it must be for the businesses there.
Some of those businesses have seen their sales drop by 50% in the last month. For now, their owners are relieved, but apprehensive. It is not known if the bridge can remain open or if it will have to be shut down again when repairs get underway. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.